Here's a question that came in from Sherry. She emailed me. She says, "Hi, Patrick. I'd like your opinion on the website Countdown to the Kingdom. Is it church approved? What do you think of the seers? And do you think we are in the end times? If it's church approved, why isn't the church talking about it? Why don't we hear about it at Mass? Why? We became aware of it when somebody in the family recently stumbled on it and started telling everyone she knows to prepare because the end is coming soon. It's caused an uproar in our family, not the least because it advises against getting a COVID shot. Any information you could provide would be greatly appreciated. Thank you." Well, thank you, Sherry. I don't like to have to offer a critique of an organization if I can avoid doing so. And usually I will just ignore it and let people make up their own minds on these matters. But your question is similar to quite a few others that I've received in the last, 6 to 8 months, of people whose reaction to what they see at that website is causing them a great deal of anxiety, tension, fear, problems in the family. I've heard this enough times now that I feel maybe a bit of an obligation to say a few words about it. So I will say this. I don't know anyone involved with that other than one fellow who's involved with it. His name is Mark Mallett. I think Mark Mallett is a fine guy. I've met him and his family before. They came with their camper and they were traveling through Ohio. This is years ago. And they stayed at our house and it was fun to get to know them. And we had dinner and the kids played and it was nice. And I really do like Mark a lot. I think he's very talented. And I haven't seen Mark in all those years since then. So I don't have any kind of like ongoing connection with him, and I can't remember the last time he and I have ever communicated since then. But my interaction with him then was quite good, and I like him. But I am concerned by some of the things that I've been seeing, and some of the things involve people getting extremely distraught. I don't think distraught is too big of a word to describe how they become deeply fearful and anxious. And so my reaction to this would be that I would avoid it. It is not church approved. And by that, what I mean is the church has not given an imprimatur to that website. The church doesn't give imprimaturs to websites in any case. The church doesn't formally approve, my website. The church doesn't formally approve, any website. Imprimatur, if you want to use that term, it's a Latin phrase that means let it be printed. That is something that canon law requires for certain kinds of books on Catholic themes. Some books require the imprimatur. That's the bishop's approval saying it can be printed, let it be printed. It's not an endorsement of the book, by the way. So if a book carries an imprimatur, it doesn't mean the bishop is endorsing it. It just means that he's saying that it can be printed. Similarly, there's what's known as the nihil obstat, which means nothing stands in the way. And that's usually what the censor of the diocese would issue as a kind of a certification that there's nothing in this book that would prevent it from being published and circulated. But there too, it's not an endorsement of the book. It's just simply saying, we've checked it out. There's nothing here that's egregious, so it can be printed. The church doesn't do that. Bishops don't do that for websites. So that would be, I think, an answer to your question. There's no issue here about whether it's church approved or not approved. It's just simply the work of the people who are involved in it. And as I can see from looking at it, it is they're pulling together the claims that are made by a variety of different alleged seers. None of whom, by the way, unless memory fails me, I don't remember seeing among the list of the people that they tout as being seers, I don't recall any of them being approved by their local bishop or approved by the church at some higher level. Now, if I'm incorrect on that statement, I'm happy to be corrected, but I don't recall seeing any of these so-called seers who have any kind of official approbation from the church. So that's another area of concern, because you've got a very popular website now that is purveying for an avidly interested audience these claims to prophecies and locutions and revelations from alleged seers who may very well not be seeing anything beyond their own imagination. And we don't know yet. And it seems highly likely to me that most of the people who come forward and tout themselves as seers are probably not really seeing anything beyond their own imagination. So my advice would be, because this problem seems to happen over and over again, I'm seeing it happen more and more often, and you yourself just sent me this email asking me the same question, Sherry. It's causing an uproar in your family, and people are getting anxious, and all of the things that go into that, I would just say, just avoid it. Avoid it, you know? And that's not an attack on anybody who's involved with it. I'm sure that they have genuine motives. I'm not calling into question their motives. I don't have any reason to do so. But the net effect seems to be deleterious on many people. And another dimension of all this is the tendency on the part of some people. And I know some of these people. I know some of them personally. And some of them may be listening to this program right now. So I don't want to say anything that would be hurtful to them. But I know some people who hang on every word that they get out of this website. And one of the things I pointed out to at least one of these people I know is that many of these same claims, God has told me that the world is about to end, the world is about to change. God shared with me, God gave me a word of knowledge, God told me that this is happening. And I am aware of, in some cases, some of the people involved here who have been saying this for well over 20 years, the same kind of things going back 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it didn't happen then, and it didn't happen the next time, it didn't happen the next time, it didn't happen the next time, and now here we are 15, 20 years later, and it still hasn't happened. This is one of the dangers of the end times mania kind of outlets and books and websites and things. You have to be very careful with this, because there are a lot of people who are fearful right now, and they're searching for answers. They're trying to make sense of the weirdness that's going on right now. What's going on in the Catholic Church? Why are these weird things happening? Is Joe Biden the Antichrist? I've heard people wonder about that. Is the COVID vaccine, is it the mark of the beast? I've heard people say that. And in a situation where you're fearful and somebody pops up and says, here, let me explain it to you. Let me explain to you why these things are happening. And here's what you need to know. And if you listen to this podcast or buy my book or, you know, support us so you get your premium membership stuff, we'll tell you even more of the specific secrets. It's just not going to do you any good. And let me say one more thing. I don't believe that a great deal of what's being purveyed on websites like that is true. I believe much of it comes from the fevered imaginations of the alleged seers who are claiming to be receiving messages from God. And this has been going on a long time, so this is nothing new. I don't believe that most of that is true. I think it's, as I said earlier, from the imaginations of the people involved. God bless them. You know, I don't know them. So it's between them and God, but I know the negative effects that it's having on people. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, just for a minute here, let's just say that the things that they're saying are real, or that are really happening. Let's say that some of those things are really happening. So what do you do then? I don't think I just want to make sure I'm really clear on this. I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying, what if, hypothetically, what if? You should do the same thing, whether it's true or not true. In other words, love God with all your heart, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Be a good wife. Be a good husband. Be a good mom. Be a good dad. Say your prayers. Take care of the work that God has for you to do according to your station in life. Receive the sacraments. Pray. Give alms. Love your fellow man, help and do all the things that you're called to do. And if you're doing those things, it doesn't matter if the Antichrist is opening an office down the street from you. It's not going to change anything. And you're having a steady diet of the doom and gloom and the fear-mongering and those things. If anything, it's going to distract you from the things that you really should be doing. And that's one of the dangers here, is that there are people who are getting now so wound up about this and so fearful and so agitated that they're losing their grip on what they should really be doing. And that, to me, seems like the right out of the playbook of the evil one. If he wants to get Christians who are followers of Jesus to do something other than follow Jesus, well, I know. How about if we get them all whipped into a frenzy about the Antichrist and all these other problems that they can't control anyway? So that's my advice, Sherry. I would just ignore it. Just detox from it. And if you have family members who won't detox from it, I don't know what to say for them, but for you, just steer clear of it, live your life, love God and all the other things. And then if it happens that we're living in the end times, I don't know if we're living in the end times. Sometimes I wonder if we are. And we might be, I guess, but I would look at it this way. If we're living in the end times, okay, we're living in the end times. This is what God wants for us. Some generation has to be that generation. Could be this generation. Maybe it's not. And you know, just looking at the past 2,000 years and all the times that people thought, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the end. We're living in the end. Jesus is about to come. And then it didn't happen. And they all passed away and generations after generations followed them. So there have been many generations since the time of Christ that were convinced that this was the end. This is it. And it wasn't it. The end is some time in the future. So I would offer you that as well. If we're living in the end times, all right, fine. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We're living in the end times because for us, that's what God wants. If we're not living in the end times, okay, we're not living in the end times. Sooner or later, you and I and everyone will have his own end time when death comes. That's what we should be preparing for. And that's why I fear that people who get so wound up in this end times mania that they're not going to be attending to the things that really matter. Well, those are my thoughts.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.